This past week was not a good week to be Donald Trump. First, the longtime accounting firm for his business organization said, we're out of here. And, oh, by the way, those financial reports we prepared over the past decade, well, you might as well shred them and use them to make a bed for your hamster, because that's about all they're really good for now. Then there was this. A state judge ordered Trump, his son, Donald Jr., and daughter Ivanka to sit for depositions within 3 weeks in New York Attorney General Letitia James's ongoing investigation of supposed financial improprieties at the Trump Organization. Ruling came down Thursday. Judge rejected bids by the Trumps to dodge giving testimony on grounds of James's alleged bias that her office is conducting parallel criminal and civil investigations. Judge in his order said there was ample reason for James to investigate allegations of fraud at Trump's real estate empire. Indeed, the judge said the attorney general would have been remiss not to look at the issues, which include claims of artificially inflated and deflated valuations for tax, financing, and insurance purposes. There was one, I guess it's one of his new lawyers, Alina Haba, also used the video conference hearing that took about 2 hours to go through all this. Haba decided to air a variety of Trump grievances, but that had no real connection to the topic at hand. Brought up that he was supposedly spied on when he was a presidential candidate in 2016, and brought up that Hillary Clinton was involved in financial improprieties. I don't get it either, but I'm just sharing with you. Haba, who took over some of Trump's legal efforts last September, also brought up at least twice that, you know what, Trump may choose to run for president in 2024. Okay. Trump's lawyers are trying to get him out of sitting for a deposition, claiming that, well, Trump wasn't really hands-on involved with many issues within the Trump Organization, including, of course, the issues being raised in this investigation. As that was going on, what did Trump do? At least a five-page statement saying he's involved with everything connected to his business. In fact, Trump said if he wasn't totally involved with his company, it would not be the success that it has been. Now, typically in a case like this, lawyers would tell their client to shut up. Zip it. Don't say anything. We'll do the talking for you. But this client is Donald Trump. Remember that. You'd have an easier time single-handedly picking up Trump Tower and moving it 6 inches to the left. Also, not too many people, I think, have explored what the worst is that could happen out of all this to Trump with this investigation. Because if I understand the laws that I read correctly, if the level of criminal fraud is high enough, the attorney general could dissolve the business, which in this case is the Trump Organization.